about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Beef consumption is down, the lowest since the 1950s. Americans are eating less beef. Not too bad. The only thing is we may be overcompensating with the cheese. So, what's worse? All right, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how nuts, salmon, fish oil may not be preserving brain power as once thought. Interesting study that's come out. We have found a Jekyll and Hyde protein, okay, which the researchers believe could be the key to stopping cancer from spreading, metastasis. We're going to talk about that. Always pretty spooky stuff when it comes to cancer research and what they've been able to find. And the more we learn about it, the more we don't want to know. Apparently, there's a couple stories I didn't get to in the first hour, where apparently there's a glitch with Apple Maps, kind of like Google Maps, but I think it's called Apple Maps, that apparently directs drivers in Alaska to hit the runway. Okay, you don't want to go to the runway. Okay, you want to go to the airport. You don't want your GPS Maps app to send you right onto a runway. Not sure how the cars make it there. All right, and then obesity may actually help older people with type 2 diabetes. Obesity may help. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So according to this study being reported by drugs.com, they say older obese people with type 2 diabetes appear to have a lower death rate than younger people who have diabetes and weigh less. This obesity paradox may mean that obesity may actually be protective. Dr. Joel Zonzine, director, without a lisp, but I got that. Did you see that, Zonzine? Director of the Clinical Diabetes Center at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City. He didn't take part of the study, but he jumps in and says, my feeling is that fat is not protective, but the ones who are dying have more bad fat and more aggressive diabetes. So it may not be so much the weight, but where the fat is distributed. Now, you know how we've talked about if you have fat covering your abdominal organs, fatty liver, et cetera, that's a lot worse than you're just having a big tushy, right? Okay. They say we are seeing nowadays that young people who develop type 2 diabetes have lots of body fat. Fat around the middle, fat around the vital organs, even around the heart, and of course the liver. They come to see Dr. Zonstein, very young, very sick, liver's full of fat, heart's full of fat, and their diabetes is much more aggressive than what we see in elderly people. Okay, now, okay. He also says it's much more difficult to treat. Do you guys remember that I told you I am seeing a new type of diabetes in younger individuals? Okay? I think we need to call it diabetes 3. I really do. We talked about the type 1 diabetes where these kids are born, don't really make enough insulin, if any. They end up requiring insulin so that they don't die, so that sugar can get from the bloodstream into their cells. They're usually skinny because they aren't obviously being fed because the sugar cannot get into the cells. Insulin helps that happen. They're on insulin for life. They're usually very slim. Type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetics, older individuals get. The insulin may not be working as well. All right. Maybe they don't have enough insulin anymore. Pancreas starting to poop out. Maybe they get obese. The obesity hurts the pancreas, hurts the insulin from doing what it needs to. You get some insulin resistance. Type 2 diabetes. But I'm seeing a third type where a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, all of a sudden starts to feel off. And we tell them they're a full-blown diabetic, and they're like, say what? And then we start them on one medication. And it kind of holds it at bay for a little bit, but not for long. And then we have to start a second medication. And we're like, what the hell is going on with you? Why are you turning diabetic so quickly? It's an aggressive form of diabetes. I say, let's call this a diabetes type 3. Okay? Because this is what I'm seeing. Now, why? What could be happening to our younger individuals? Why are we starting to see so much of it? Could it be they lived on soda pop? Could it be that maybe there was some viral strain 10, 15 years ago, you know, that might have started to mess with our pancreas? I mean, why? Why all of a sudden are we noticing this? So it looks like he's seeing it too. Okay? But he's not saying it like I'm saying it. Okay? Yeah, he's probably more intelligent. Speaks more intelligibly. That's my guess. Now, according to one study, British researchers led by Dr. Pierluigi Costanzo, an academic clinical fellow of cardiology at the universities of Hull and York, looked at data of 12,000 patients with diabetes. 1,700 had type 1, the rest had type 2. Over an average of 10 years of follow-up, 9% of the patients had signs of acute coronary syndrome, 7% suffered a stroke, 6% hospitalized for heart failure, 34% of the patients had died. Now, I guess acute coronary syndrome would be like a heart attack, not blood supply to the heart being blocked. Now, they say that the researchers found that people having that, acute coronary syndrome or heart attacks, were lowest among people with normal body weight, but became more common as weight increased and were greatest among those who were obese. Obese patients, risk of heart failure was higher, etc. But the death rates were lower among the people who were obese. Now, that is odd. Why would the death rates be lower for obese people? So they say for overweight and obese diabetic patients age 67 or older, the risk of dying was between 18 and 25%. So is it that maybe the diabetes is more aggressive in the younger people? Is it that older? You know, for example, you know, when you find breast cancer in a 70-year-old woman, many times it's slower growing than breast cancer in a 40-year-old woman. So, I could see that with diabetes. I could see that. You know? So I guess what one theory is maybe people start to get obese. The sooner they get obese, we're starting to see diabetes happen sooner. Now, I'm diagnosing diabetes earlier because I'm screening for it earlier. I run blood work on 20-year-olds. I do. So that could also be what's going on. But interesting, interesting study. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for years, we've been telling you to take your omega-3 fatty acids, to eat your fish, because it is going to help your brain power, and it is going to hopefully prevent dementia. Now, we always took that with a grain of salt, you know. I mean, I don't think us fish eaters will never get dementia. You know what? I had some sushi last night. I did have a little bit of sushi. It was a Philly roll, all right? So there was some cream cheese in it, no fish, but technically I had sushi. All right, I did have sushi. Anyway, University of Iowa scientists believe that the omega-3 fatty acids do not affect the brain and boost the brain as once thought. All right, so fish like salmon and the omega-3 fatty acids in nuts, no, doesn't halt the loss of brain power. Study author Eric Amon of the University of Iowa says there's been a lot of interest in omega-3s as a way to prevent or delay cognitive decline, but unfortunately our study did not find a protective effect in older women. So this is older women. Now, we have connected the oily fishes, okay, and the fish stocked full of omega-3 fatty acids with a variety of health benefits, protecting the heart, preventing diabetes, preventing Alzheimer's, stroke, depression, etc. Children with attention deficit, it could help them. There was even a study saying it would prolong our life by 2 years. Okay? This study unfortunately failed to show that. It looked at 2,100 women aged 65 to 80 who were enrolled in the Women's Health Initiative clinical trials of hormone therapy. This was, remember, back at the turn of the century. And the women were given annual tests of thinking and memory skills for an average of 6 years. Blood tests were taken to measure the amount of omega-3s in the participants' blood before the start of the study. Researchers found no difference between the women with high and low levels of omega-3s in the blood at the time of the first memory test. No difference over time either. So does that mean eat fish? No, we still have choices, and I think a well-balanced diet that has fish, that has vegetables, is still a lot better than just eating macaroni and cheese with bacon bits. I just do. Okay? Does it truly prevent dementia? I don't know. I've never thought it would truly prevent it. Now, not having high blood pressure, not having diabetes, not having high cholesterol, that prevents dementia. So if you are a vegetarian or a vegan, let's say, or a pescatarian, okay, you're keeping your weight down. You're not all vegetarians, by the way, have normal weight. But, you know, there's an argument that if you keep your weight down, then maybe you won't have a, would then hopefully be preventing multi-infarct dementia. Still, they found that salmon and mackerel and these oily fish do reduce the risk of rheumatoid arthritis. They say eating just one portion of any type of fish each week for 10 years leads to a 29% cut in arthritis. Now, rheumatoid arthritis does occur in middle-aged, older women, even younger. I look at it as having more of a genetic etiology. Right? But this was a Swedish study, and they found that your omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids did help prevent that type of arthritis. So that's pretty cool stuff. Now, while we're cutting back on our beef, okay, like this one study found that our beef consumption in America has been the lowest since the 1950s. However, they found that our cheese has tripled. Americans are eating 23 pounds of cheese each year. All right, I'll tell you why my cheese intake is up. I'm swapping cheese for the meat. Okay? I have really cut back on red meat. I know I talk about steaks and I fantasize about steaks and I'm in love with steaks, but I don't really eat steak that much. I don't eat hamburgers that much. I don't eat a lot of red meat. But what do I do instead when I come home? If I'm going vegetarian that night, trying to do a vegetarian thing, I know it's not vegan because there's animal fat in there, but it's vegetarian, I go for the cheese. So I take cheese, I take vegetables, sometimes I pop a cookie in my mouth, and I'm all proud of myself that I had a vegetarian meal. But what are we doing calorie-wise and fat-wise? So Americans are eating an average of 23 pounds of cheese each year. There's increased fats, increased oil, with our overall caloric intake, I guess, upping 450 calories to a whopping 2,500 calories a day on average. Center for Science and the Public Interest researcher Bonnie Liebman said, while there are some signs of improvement, like we're cutting back on our sugars, we're cutting back on white flour, we've also been cutting back on whole milk, we're just, you know, going the opposite direction with our cheese. Now, we are consuming more flour, maybe not white, maybe not, we're not eating as much processed white flour, but we're still taking in more of our breads, okay? And still getting in more sugar. So, you know, which is better for you? All right. According to this, they're saying we're eating about 109 pounds of flour per year, and that's because of corn flour. Huh. I don't really know. I'm at the point now where I think I'm buying wheat bread, okay? But the type of flour that we want to avoid is like the flour in bagels, rice, pasta. Well, rice is rice. I wouldn't say that has, you know, pizza. Remember, the yummiest dough is not going to be the healthiest. You know, even some of these whole wheat bread preparations still have a lot of sugar, have a lot of salt. You know, the reason why we love the taste of bread is there's sugar and salt in it. You know, I had no idea. See, I know some of you are like, wait a second, but I don't like pretzels. I'm not a big pretzel fan either. I don't like gross amounts of salt. But I didn't realize that just the right amount of salt makes you crave the bread. All right, so this is what I suggest we do. You know, because I've told you guys that I want you to eat at least a couple vegetarian dishes a week. You should be doing more than that. But, again, we're just doing baby steps. A couple vegetarian dishes a week wouldn't hurt. All right? I'll let you have cheese on one of them. Okay? But not all your vegetarian dishes could be cheese. Those of you having quesadilla, okay, that's I don't see how that's healthier, right, than you having, you know, a turkey burger. I don't see that. You know? And one of our friends who I guess used to work at a cheese factory says in order to make the cheese stick like that, there's this gummy-like substance. And I think a lot of our bowel problems, one of my kids we thought was having issues because he always ate cheese and it got him constipated. Cheese constipates you. I know for some of you dairy gives you the runs, but cheese can be extremely constipating. You know, my husband always reminds our family, got to cut back on the cheese. Now, for me, I don't like milk. So if there is a couple little cubes of some cheddar cheese with the crumbs kind of breaking off and it's just sitting there looking at me, I'm going to gobble that sucker up. But the kids, no, we're telling them to cut back on the cheese. And when you are cutting back on the cheese, please be careful not to cut the cheese, right? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a sunscreen recall. Always love to talk about the recalls. Apparently, SPF Baby Sunscreen Lotion, made by W.S. Badger Company, has been found to have, I guess, microbial contamination. Now, I know these things aren't sterile. Nobody has reported any adverse reaction. It's the SPF Baby Sunscreen and Kids Sunscreen Lotion. You could go to the W.S. Badger Company's website for the lot number. No adverse effects, but the contamination was found during routine testing. And, you know, we really lather these kids up with that sunscreen. We do. I'm a fan of sunscreen, but I'm a bigger fan of wearing those water shirts or being more covered up. You know, when I, you know, let my kids go swimming or whatever, go to the water park, I have them in the long sleeve water shirts that are cool. Right? You know, because that are, and they look cool too. Because again, I don't want their skin to absorb all the chemicals and fragrances of the sunscreen any more than it has to. I sunscreen their face. I tell them to do their hands or feet, their legs. You want to put, you know, you want to protect yourself from the sun. But if you could wear clothing when you swim, okay? You know, even leggings, I don't care. Alright, if you're prone to skin cancer, you get that done. Am I worried about contaminated sunscreen? No, not particularly. Remember, it's not sterile, and hopefully you're not putting this in the mouth. It's the first recall, from what I understand, that they've had, but a recall nonetheless. Okay, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about this Jekyll and Hyde protein that may be the key to stopping cancer from spreading. This is pretty cool. I don't know if it's bipolar. I don't know what it is, but this Jekyll and Hyde protein, pretty cool stuff. And then we're going to be talking about this naughty leopard Halloween costume being targeted to toddlers. A naughty leopard Halloween costume for your toddler girl. What the hell is going on? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm seeing this article on a book that discusses the women of Nazi Germany and how Nazi women were as much a part of the massacres as Nazi men. Apparently, they've been dubbed as primary witnesses of the Holocaust. Some of the secretaries were the ones that typed the orders to kill, filed the details of the massacres. Only a small number of women were held responsible for some of the killings that had happened at some of the concentration camps. And I guess the book is called Hitler's Furies. Apparently, Holocaust historian Professor Wendy Lower has, quote-unquote, unearthed the complexity of tens of thousands of German women in the sort of mass monstrous murderous activities that we thought were occurring only by Nazi men. Apparently, some of these women were camp guards, like Irma Gries and Ilse Koch. I thought Gries was hung. I think she was caught and she was hung. It's interesting. I mean, I obviously haven't read the book. I'm looking at this article about it. And, I guess, there's a lot more that we don't know, that we don't want to know. But, in Nazi Germany, it wasn't just Nazi men, women as well. Ooh, chilling. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Can dieting make you dumber? Apparently, Harvard economics professor Sendhil Mulayanathan told the New York Times that obsessive calorie counting and spontaneous cravings, quote-unquote, clog up a dieter's brain. Thus, you're not as easily able to calculate as somebody that didn't have to worry about dieting. He says this clogging negatively impacts our ability to carry out various tasks, right, that I guess need certain bandwidth, like logical reasoning, problem solving, absorption of new information. You know, as much as I want to disagree with all this, he's got a point. When I am really cutting back my calories, don't talk to me. I don't really want to have a conversation with you. Don't tell me anything I need to learn. I'm dieting. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. And I think a lot of us could relate to that. You know, Mom, my peanut butter and jelly has crust on it. I don't want crust. Mom, you don't want to think. You don't want to hear things, okay? You're dieting. You're uncomfortable. You're grumpy. Your epinephrine is kicking in, you know, because you're a little hypoglycemic. So I get that, okay? Apparently, let me see. I'm trying to see what example they had here. They said, okay, the author cites a 2005 study in the International Journal of Eating Disorders that looked at the ways dieters and non-dieters reacted to eating a chocolate bar. Oh, boy. Don't have me in the room. Even if I'm dieting, I'll eat the chocolate bar. Researchers found that those subjects who weren't on a diet simply ate the chocolate bar and then moved on to their other tasks. But those who were on a diet reportedly spent the following several minutes thinking about the chocolate, thinking about how many calories were in the chocolate bar, pondering why they ate it in the first place. So, you know, so this is why he says a diet that requires less thought seems to have a better chance of being successful. I agree with that. You know, one of the reasons why I was a huge fan of Weight Watchers is because after a while, it becomes innate. You know, you already have an idea of how many points something is. Okay, yes, you got to count the points. But I couldn't stand Weight Watchers in the 80s where you had to measure the meat, where you had to bring a Weight Watcher scale to the table and measure the amount. I didn't like that. It was too hard. You don't stick to it. But the easier you make the diet, the easier it is to take. I mean, why do you think people want diet pills so badly? You don't have to think about it. When you aren't thinking about the diet, the better. Now, the funny thing is when I'm really busy at work and I don't have time for lunch, okay, I'm dieting without realizing it. So sometimes you need to be so immersed in your task that you forget to eat. You know, a lot of slim people, they go, the reason why I'm slim is I forget to eat. I'm so busy, I forget to eat. Wouldn't you love to have that? You forget to eat. Like, the concept doesn't even enter your mind because you don't get hungry. Love it. You know, that is really going to be the key to weight loss later. How to just feel satiated where you don't think about food. And then, unfortunately, commercials for fast food or for cookies or ice cream, they're going to get more vivid and more vivid. You know, things go in cycles. You know, right now, whenever we watch TV, my younger son always asks, can we eat our dinner while watching TV that would, let's say, stimulate their taste buds? Like, for example, like MasterChef or whatever. Okay? Because he doesn't want to look at food a couple hours after he ate and then crave food again. So if he has his food while he's seeing it, then he's not going to eat double. Okay, it's good thinking on his part. He's only 10 years old. Smart boy. I'm proud of him. But commercials, restaurants, they're going to manipulate us. You know how when you look at the menu, they have a steak that looks juicy and you see the juices sizzling off? They know what they're doing. So let's say we are able to combat obesity. Let's say we have come up with a diet pill that's not speed, that stops your appetite. Or, I don't know, Metafast, for example, you eat one of their bars, you don't get hungry. Okay, let's say we master that, okay? Economics always wins. So you're going to start seeing these companies, like these fast food companies, etc., come up with ways to make our food more tantalizing. Now, one thing we do in our house is we don't watch commercials. Okay? And not on purpose for weight loss. It's because usually every show we see is TiVo'd. You know, I rarely watch something live. But that has helped us tremendously for not looking at food. If we don't see it, we're not going to crave it. And it works. So, you know, does dieting make you quote unquote stupid? No, I don't think it does. But I think those of us on pretty strict diets, it's miserable. Any one of my patients who had, picked up HCG, those HCG drops at a diet clinic, and they told me that they were on 500 calories a day, etc. They were like, that was the roughest 6 weeks or 8 weeks of my life. See, to me, that makes no sense. Okay, you don't want to, you know, crash diet and go through all this work and then for it to not be permanent. I mean, I can understand you going through a real, real heavy crash course, losing all the weight and then being skinny for life. Most of us will do that crash course, but it's not. The weight loss doesn't stay. So you need to do something that you could stick to every day. I also tell you guys this when it comes to exercise. Many of you will start dieting, and then you'll start doing some really heavy exercise. All right? And then you'll strain your knee or sprain your knee or sprain your ankle. Right? And I tell you guys, I go, look, any exercise you're going to do when you're 25 years old or when you're 35 years old has to be the same exercise you could do when you're 70 years old and 80 years old. Why? Because I don't want you to stop the exercise when you're 52 and then get fat again. So come up with an exercise regimen that you could do long term. Mind you, you may have to throw in an extra 10 minutes cardio here and there. You may have to step up the weights every now and then if you start getting into a rut. But for the most part, don't try to ski black diamonds, okay, to lose weight when you're in your 30s, and you won't be able to keep that up in your 50s or 60s. I hope you can, but some people can't. All right, makes sense. It needs to be diets, and diet plans need to be consistent. You know, this is why I get a little concerned about certain diets where your food has to be mailed to you all the meals. I get concerned about that because there's going to be a time or a place, or you'll be on vacation, etc., where you can't get your meals sent to you. Now, if you, let's say, incorporate a regular eating plan, whether you're at a restaurant, in your house, with some of these diet foods, I can dig it, all right? Because, again, you could always pack some of them to go. You know, it could be more long-term. But for those of you crash dieting where every single meal is being sent to you in a box, yeah, you may drop some weight, but how the hell are you going to keep it up after the diet's over? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Researchers have found penis bones from an extinct beer species and found that bigger allowed longer lasting sex. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
David J. Smith for News Watch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to the NewsWatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very interesting. Researchers are kind of investigating the sex lives of ancient bears, and they are discovering that bears might have had, I guess, a busier sex life the larger their penis was. Apparently, there is an unusual collection of penis bones being evaluated by Spanish researchers. And it's an extinct species of bear named the Indarctos Arctoides that lived in Spain about 12 million years ago. They found that the penis bones were surprisingly large, leading the scientists to suggest that they had infrequent but longer lasting sex sessions. Now, excuse me. If this was beneficial, right, then why are they extinct? Paleobiologist Juan Abella of the Autonomous University of Barcelona believes female bears might have used the size of male bears' members to pick their mates. Now, some of you are going, wait a second, there's not supposed to be a bone there. In certain animals, yes, there is. Not humans, but in gorillas, chimpanzees, there's called a baculum or bacula, and it is a bone found in the penis. Okay? It does aid sexual intercourse. In fact, female species has an os clitoridis, which is a bone, you know where. Again, not in humans. Okay? It is supposed to aid the species because remember, these bears can't get Viagra. So they actually need a bone that helps with their, it's an advantage. Okay? The word baculum, I guess in Latin, means stick or staff. Okay? So, makes sense. Okay, so mammals who have a penile bone and a clitoral bone include primates, like gorillas, etc., not humans or spider monkeys, rodents, okay, certain shrews, hedgehogs, moles that eat insects, raccoons, cats, dogs, no way. Oh, that's spooky. Oh, no way. Even bats. But not in humans, elephants, marsupials, hyenas, whales, dolphins, or porpoises. You see, you thought you didn't learn. Yeah, see, we learn a lot. Okay, so I guess what kind of length are they talking about? Wow, I'm seeing the number here, 233. That can't be centimeters. That's some pretty scary stuff. Okay, here we go. Okay, all right. They think the bone weighed about 500 kilograms and it measured 7.3 inches long. That's crazy. Okay. Whew. Scary stuff. All right. Let's move on. Even more scary is this Jekyll and Hyde protein. Okay. Apparently, cancer, okay, baffles all of us. By the way, it could pretend to be in remission, yet still grow, still spread without us watching. Okay, it could cause healthy cells to work for them and then destroy them or just destroy them as they go. Researchers now, I guess, have found a protein that could stop cancer's rapid development. It's called the E2F. And I guess it has, I guess, mood swings like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Okay, researchers at Oxford University discovered E2F, found a way to block the protein's change into Mr. Hyde, but keep it into Dr. Jekyll. All right, the study was published in the Journal of Molecular Cell. Researchers explained how the E2F has a dual nature and how they could maybe manipulate it to target cancer and be used for target for cancer treatments. It was originally discovered back in the 1990s. And it's a target regulated by tumor suppression gene, and I guess it's abnormal in virtually all tumor cells. Now, remember we talked about how cancer will recruit a normal healthy cell to turn on it? This could be one of the proteins responsible for that. The protein helps healthy cells grow, but if the cell becomes damaged or sick, the protein reverts to a, I guess, Dr. Jekyll and signals for the cells to die. The process is called apoptosis. And the reason why that happens is so that if you have a cell that goes rogue, it should automatically kill or die. But when cancer cells start to grow in the body, the gene that encodes it, I guess, becomes mutated. Then the protein loses its ability to cause that cell to die. Then it remains in its Mr. Hyde state, just allowing the cancer cells to do what the hell it wants to. This has been reported by Fox News. So when they looked, they found E2F is found in all cells of the body, but tumor cells have a lot more of it. So that's how they think this thing must be changing, because you have something that helps the body that's supposed to be there, but then all of a sudden you're dealing with cancer, you're fighting with cancer, and it's there too. The enzymes attach these molecular labels, they say, to a different part of this protein. They act as a flag that either signals cell proliferation or cell death. Well, you know, it starts getting a little bit more technical, but interesting. You know, the more we figure out why cancer happens, okay, we know cells go rogue. In the past, we thought, well, a cell goes rogue, and it goes rogue too quickly for the body to fight it. Well, what if the body is helping it along? What if your genetics to get colon cancer, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer means you have a factor that will help the cancer grow? Fight that, you know, fight that protein. It makes sense. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. Very disturbing Halloween costume called Naughty Leopard in toddler size, selling for $19.97. I guess it was spotted at a Walmart. Walmart is now pulling the product off the shelves. I don't know why it has to say naughty. It's a purple leopard print with black lace over it. And from afar, it looks like a black and purple dress. But I see why it could be possibly construed as naughty. But it's kind of stupid that they have a little girl on the packaging wearing this dress and smiling. Why would you put naughty next to this? Now, if there was no demand, there would be no supply. So why would a company make this and distribute it to stores for why would they do that if people didn't want it? Now, of course, if nobody buys this, you know, the company won't sell it. But my guess is there are people that buy it. All right. I see these little kids dressed up in Hoochie Mama outfits. I had no idea 3-year-olds have mini skirts. And I think there's some parents that actually dress their kids up in these types of clothes, which make it very, very comfortable for, you know, a company to sell these things. All right. Also making people scratch their head. Apparently there's a Apple's Map app that many of us could download, right, for GPS. And I guess it guides people to a runway at the airport as opposed to the terminal. Okay, the map actually stops at the tarmac, but some drivers have continued across an active runway. How can you get into an airport and go on the runway? That makes no sense. I mean, don't they have gates and things locked up? The first incident involved an out-of-state visitor trying to return a rental car before a flight, and the second was an Alaskan resident trying to get to the airport. Okay, the people were safely escorted off the runway. This was at Fairbanks International Airport. And then State Representative Les Gara, Democrat for Anchorage, had a close call of his own when he was trying to make a flight after a meeting. You see, guys, you're so dependent on these GPSs, and gals also. You're so dependent on it that you don't stop and use common sense. Okay, realize you could be just turning on these streets and going on a runway, for crying out loud. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.